Hi, this is a dictation for Ms. Felicia Rogers, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-R-O-G-E-R-S. Date of birth, 7-11-1961. Date of service, 10-24-2022. Chief complaint, severe pain in the lower back, neck, headache, and right upper back, more on the right side, not mid-spinal. Radiation of the pain into the right leg and right upper arm. Constant as severe pain. History of accident. In 2001, patient report that she has fallen and she hit her face, and she was seen at Sinai Grace Hospital where MRI of the brain was found to be negative, and other tests were also done. In addition, patient has a motor vehicular accident in 2001. History of the fall is in 2021, but in the motor vehicular accident in 2001, where she was a resident driver, she was speeding, and two cars were speeding on the freeway, and the last car hit, tail-ended her car, and it caused the it just nicked the back of her car, and it appeared that her car spinned out of control and hit into the median. She filed the lawsuit, win the lawsuit, the case is closed, her pains still continue. History of presenting illness, patient is presenting to advanced pain care. And she has a history of pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder and right upper back in the right upper trapezius muscle with radiation to the right upper arm and right leg laterally in a S1, S2 dermatome fashion. These pains are continuous and described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, hot, aching, tender and tiring and exhausting. Pain varies from 9 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. And the modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and relieved by nothing. Patient reports that she is also suffering with a moderately severe headache, occupying the front and the right and the left temple. They are not sensitive to the light or noise, and no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. They are infrequent and they are off and on. An MRI was done 1 year ago at Sinai Grace Hospital. There is associated numbness, stinging pains in the middle of the right buttock and right leg all the way to the ankle. Muscle weakness is present. There is a lockup of the right leg. There is a history of blood and bowel incontinence as well, according to the patient. Past treatment, patient has done physical therapy 5 years ago, chiropractic 5 years ago, no epidural injection, no medication, no surgery has been done. The past medical history is as follows. Review of the system, all negative except in psychiatric, she has a depression problem as her father died of cancer. She also suffers from fibromyalgia. Past surgical history, C-sections in 1978, 1986, and 91 at St. Joseph and Sinai Grace. She also underwent parathyroid surgery at Sinai Grace Hospital a few years ago. Allergies none. Family history, patients as mother is alive and father is deceased. Mother had no medical problem, but father died of a cancer colon. And she has one brother, one sister who are okay. Relationship status, the patient has 3 kids, 32, 46, 36. They're all okay medically. And she's single currently. The patient current employment status, she's retired. She does a job as administrative assistant at mental health for children. And disability history, patient is disabled. and is retired and is getting Social Security. The history of disability was not provided. Legal history patient does not have any attorney. Personal history patient does not drink or smoke or use recreational drugs. And in addition, patient has problem with the sleep, depression, and anxiety. Denies any problem with the mood. Mood is also around 2 out of 1 to 10. And no suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts are mentioned. The patient has filled all the soap and patient comfort assessment guide and calm and opioid risk tools, fall prevention, dizziness, and patient appears to be in a stable condition. And physical examination. The blood pressure is 215/118. Heart rate, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 99. This is a height is 4'10", weight is 160. Temperature 98. Respiratory rate is 20. 61-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony case. Hydration is good. She is sitting comfortably and she is walking without a cane. Does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain crisis. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination is normal, except in the right upper trapezius, there is a severe spasm, and also there is a spasm in the area of the paraspinal muscles of cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine from C2 to L5 bilaterally with several tender trigger points noticed. Some spasm of the latissimus dorsi and quadratus lumbarum is also noticed. Capital cervical musculature is also in spasm. But musculoskeletal examination is as follows. In the inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from C2 to L5. Hypertonicity is 1 plus, and range of motion of the cervical spine is limited. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. And maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. Hyperextension was painful at 25 degrees. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine. Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test was positive bilaterally. Distraction test is positive. Soto Hall test is positive. Thoracic spine, the Roos test, slump test is negative. And the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. And contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. And Breger test was negative. Camp test is positive. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint. The bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. Standing flexion test negative. Iliac compression test positive, distraction test negative, fiber test positive bilaterally, and Gonsalon test positive bilaterally. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. The patient does not report any involvement of extremities. Please use the template for a normal examination of the extremities. Diagnosis. In general, she has 110 for the hypertension. And CNS R51, R42, F41.1, PNS M79.1, muscles M60.1, M79.1, M79.7, M62.838. The cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, M53.82, M54.02, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, sacroiliac spine, M54.4, M46.1, M99.01, S33.5XXA. Plan of care comes from the template. For Felicia Rogers, the treatment plan for Felicia Johnson is as follows. Please use the template. First is physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. I have ordered the physical therapy to last for 2 weeks, for 8 weeks, for evaluation and treatment. At patient choice place for the various pain syndrome that patient has. She's also referred to the chiropractic offer choice for 2 months to help with the relief of pain by conservative treatment. For her blood pressure, which is so high at 237/180, I am referring her to Dr. Foster, primary care physician in the office area. Medication. I'm providing the following medication for this patient. Number one, naproxen, 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. We are providing Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Scalexin, 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation and relief of the spasm. Elevil, 50 milligram at night for sleep. Imitrex, 50 milligram PRN, 20 tablets for severe headaches only. Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 75 tablets for headaches. Gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day for the headaches. Tylenol, codeine number 3 every 12 hour, 60 tablets. No narcotic or analgesics of Schedule 2 are provided to the patient. She has been informed about in detail of the new policies from the federal government and state government. And non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. Interventional pain procedures. Well, there is no available MRI. We are going to request for the record release. Interventional pain procedures, none are being contemplated right now. And surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych and attended care caseworker, none. Medical records are being ordered release. Investigations. We are ordering an MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, to identify the pathology for causing the pain so that her treatment can be addressed, tailored to her issues. DMA. The patient already has a walker and a cane and a back brace, so no DMEs are being provided. Education is yes, and disability none. Follow visit in 30, and direct contact yes.